Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Maybe we have a watch list for people like Fat Cannibal Potato with a Beard, Thomas Jones. Huh? All right, YouTube. We got to talk about the American Accountability Foundation, a so-called watchdog group that's actually just another right-wing attack machine. Yeah, these are the people who put this filth out. Do not adjust your screen settings or the color. You are seeing and reading that correctly. Federal health workers are expressing fear and alarm after a website called DEI Watchlist published the photos, names, and public information of a number of workers across health agencies, describing them as targets. Again, American Accountability Foundation. That's the people who put this out. And what do? Well, instead of holding the powerful accountable, like the name suggests, they spend their time doxing federal employees, specifically those working in public health and diversity programs. That's right. I mean, if you work at the CDC, the FDA, or the NIH, and you've been trying to make healthcare more accessible for lower-income people, people of color, people in rural communities, congratulations. You just might end up on their hit list. I mean, because clearly, helping the vulnerable is the kind of crime we can all get behind prosecuting, right? And let's not forget that the majority of the people on this list are also people of color. What a coincidence, right, YouTube? As a matter of fact, would you like to know how they pick their targets? It's not through any legitimate vetting process. No, YouTube. They just scan donation records and the social media to find out who's ever supported a Democrat. Then, without even bothering to find out if they're still in the government or not, they publish their names and photos online. My friends, this is not accountability. This is digital McCarthyism. Now, this supposed nonprofit's president, seen here cosplaying as a fat potato, his name is Thomas Jones, a longtime conservative activist, and he said in an interview that he wanted to single out people who had not already been suspended in Mr. Trump's purge of federal diversity offices. Sounds like a peach. And for what? Huh? To purge the government of anyone who isn't a hardcore MAGA loyalist? Maybe. The group's president admitted, talking to Fox News, when the American Accountability Foundation started, its mission was getting up every morning with the goal of making it as difficult as possible for the Biden administration and their allies on the Hill to implement their agenda. Quote, unquote. That's what this real-life version of Mr. Burns off The Simpsons, if he ate all the poor people around him in his neighborhood and forgot to drink water once a day. The fat fuck, that's what he told Fox News. Hmm? And who's funding this nonsense, YouTube? You guessed it. It's not hard to guess, right? Some of the biggest right-wing powerhouses out there, the Heritage Foundation, the same people behind the Project 2025 that Democrats before this happened were telling me in my comment section, stop fear-mongering, that's just not true. I digress. The Heritage Foundation, Trump's America First Legal, That's one whole name. They're geniuses. And Leonard Leo's Dark Money Empire have all pumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into this effort. Fat Cannibal Mr. Burns' group has also received more than $500,000 in donations from the Conservative Partnership Institute, another nonprofit stocked with former Trump staff members, and $50,000 from the 85 Fund. and nonprofit linked to conservative activist, once again, Leonard Leo. Health experts who reviewed the list said they were particularly troubled by the efforts to target federal offices within the CDC, the Food and Drug Administration, and the NIH that are aimed at improving the health of people in vulnerable communities, including people of color, low-income people, and people who live in rural areas. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks, YouTube. You see, last night, my wife said to me, I don't understand. Why would you pull out of the World Health Organization? What is it gaining you? What is it gaining you to do that? And I kind of, you know, I have an idea like, well, maybe it's revenge for COVID conspiracies or whatever it is. But they don't believe that stuff. Everything goes back to what they're going to do for power. You see, YouTube, the purpose of the World Health Organization, I'm reading here, is to promote health, keep the world safe, and serve the vulnerable. You see, if, for instance, you wanted to concentrate a bunch of unwanted migrants, per se, and put them in a camp somewhere, call it Gitmo, and you took this concentration of people and put them in a camp, well, let's call it a concentration camp in Gitmo. If you're a part of the World Health Organization, they're going to want to inspect that, YouTube. You see, if you're committing atrocities because everybody who's vulnerable is called DEI, and you want to make sure to get rid of them without the least amount of problems and backlash from anybody, you'd want to have a group like this take everything away from them beforehand. You see, the reason why you want to leave the World Health Organization, and the reason why people like Trump, who even said about his own nephew who is disabled, why don't they just kill him already? Is because when you think you're the master race and you think you're rich because God gave you special privilege, everyone else who's not like you not only needs to be put away forever, but might as well just die because eugenics means your genes aren't good enough. They're just not good enough. You can't be a part of the World Health Organization and conduct things like happening in this country right now without an inspection, without them saying something, without them fulfilling their mission to promote health, keep the world safe, and serve the vulnerable. Maybe you don't get it yet, but I sure do. I sure do. Gitmo's already open for business. People have already been sent there. Migrants who are more like me and less like this. Mostly from Haiti. The rest are coming, though. Ask the Venezuelans, who just found out that they lost their temporary status. Ask the people who used to work in DEI positions because they were in a wheelchair. Or ask Donald Trump, when he says people are physically disabled, can't somehow run air traffic controls, even though it involves sitting. They see them as animals, ruining the blood of the country. Remember that? I get it now, YouTube. I get it. I get it. These filthy, disgusting animals are not the vulnerable, but the ones on top targeting the vulnerable. They want them gone. They think caring for them takes money out of their deserving pockets. And everyone else is here to serve them. And the doting, ridiculous sycophants that are wearing his red hat are happy to do it. I am not. I am not, YouTube. Are you? The beautiful thing, YouTube, about DEIWatch.com. I tried .org and it just kind of stopped on me. I would try both if I were you, but .com seems to be the one that worked. It's open for everybody. And all of those names can be used for whatever reason. I would just say, what if the decent people saw those names and gave those people a call? What if the decent people use DEIWatch.com to watch out for the people on DEIWatch.com. You see, it's not just for the bad people to use. It's public. For now. Maybe after this it won't be, so I'd hurry up if I were you. Maybe we have a watch list for people like fat cannibal potato with a beard, Thomas Jones. Huh? Maybe we use the DEI watch list to find those people and watch them, watch over them, and let them know we're watching. Maybe we give them the hope that DEI watch list is trying to take away. Maybe we use the DEI watch list and the people behind it to do good instead of bad. And maybe after enough of that, they'll have to take it down. Or maybe we can organize enough people around the DEI watch list. Public for everybody.com. DEIwatchlist.com. To organize those people. To get interviews. To call it out. Maybe we have a watch list for the fat potatoes. You see, I, for one, will not comply. I will use your tactics against you. This is called power. This channel is about power. If you're afraid to gain power by whatever means necessary and withhold it from those who have proven to misuse it and abuse it, that's your choice. I say to you, maybe you should be acquainted with all of these sites and the people on them, because they're not just for the bad ones to use. I'd love to have a name and an organizing tool of people who want to fight back and hear what they have to say, wouldn't you? Also, visit the Sons of Liberty. Visit the Sons of Liberty channel. You might hear some things that you'll enjoy over there and can use just as well. Now, Joe Sarton doesn't just do this all by himself. It's impossible. I have a small team that's growing, but this time I have a special thanks, special shout out for the Library of Discordia and From the Ashes. The link to their Discord server will be in the description. Thank you guys for your help on this one. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Press subscribe. Like, share this. Share this. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain Podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.